Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message I began yesterday, the twofold rest of God. And let me share again the scripture passage that we're learning from. It's found in Matthew, the 11th chapter, verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, these are the words of Jesus, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Praise God. The Lord placed this message on my heart because I feel many are weary with the journey. You know, John Bunyan wrote that beautiful allegory, if you will, Pilgrim's Progress, and we are indeed all pilgrims wending our way to our heavenly home. And there's many obstacles and roadblocks along the way. Remember, if you have read that book, what was it, The Dungeon of Defeat? Remember, they were being held by the enemy of discouragement. And actually, all they had to do, they had the key to open the door. All they had to do was use it. And we have been given keys, beloved. We have been given the keys of the kingdom. When Jesus said that to Peter, he wasn't just referring to Peter. He was speaking to all of his disciples of every age, that we have authority in and through him, that what we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. What we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Or basically, what is loosed in heaven, we have the ability to loose that on earth. You can take it either way. But there is an authority that God wants us to walk in. We don't need to debate the issue. The fact is, He wants us to walk in authority so that we can do the works that He's called us to do, to preach the gospel, the good news. Beloved, there's very little good news out there today. But the title of this message is the twofold rest of God. So Jesus is talking about that in these passages of scripture. In verse 28, Jesus speaks of a rest that is given. Come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest. Then in verse 29, he speaks of taking a yoke upon ourselves and learning of him. The result of this is another kind of rest. It is the rest that is found. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. There's two things we need to do. Take his yoke and begin. There's a process, obviously. When he says, learn of me, it's not an instantaneous makeover, if you will. It is a process of really growing in maturity, growing as a child of God. But if we're willing to do that to the capacity and level that we have, then we will find, ye shall find rest for your souls. Now, the Spirit is that which knows. Let me read 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, verse 11. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Thank God we do have the Holy Spirit. So the spirit of man is that which knows through the Holy Spirit God's wisdom, God's plans, God's direction, and that our spirit then is capable of being conscious of God's presence as well as communicating with Him through prayer. And He will surely guide us. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Now, when we talk with the body, it's very obvious that's our physical temple in which we live. Now, the soul of man is the seat or the place, if you will, the source of affections, desires, emotions, as well as the will of man. In Matthew the 26th chapter, let me read verse 38. And these are the words of Jesus, and he was speaking as a man. He said, "My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death." This was in the Garden of Gethsemane. "Tarry ye here," he was speaking to Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, James and John, "and watch with me." And then in John, the 12th chapter, verse 27, he goes on to say, is recorded, "Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour." So he understands, he knows the will of God, but he dreads, as a man, he shrinks from having to go through what he knew he was going to have to go through. But he submitted in that most beautiful submission. He said, "Father, not my will, but thy will be done." He came as the perfect Lamb of God, without sin, without spot, without stain. And he took our punishment, yours and mine, upon himself in his own body. He shed his blood for us so that we could be restored to fellowship with the Father. And that promise that was spoken by Almighty God to Adam and Eve in the garden was fulfilled. God spoke of a coming, the seed of the woman, which was Jesus, who would again restore man to fellowship with God, which was separated by the sin and disobedience that they chose to follow through in. And so, beloved, there's a rest that is given. That's the rest that Jesus gives. And then there's a rest that is found. And I believe Jesus is talking about the rest for the spirit, which is given, and then the rest for the soul, which is found. In other words, that implies, and more than implies, infers that we have a part to play in this. Now, the words of Jesus concerning rest starts with, "Come unto me." Praise God. This is the invitation of Jesus to every person on earth. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's the Father's will. And in verse 27, Jesus states that no man can be saved unless the Son reveals the Father to him. And this speaks of salvation. The invitation is to come. That's all we have to do. Come, just as I am, just as we are. We come to him in our sinful state, in our rebellious and stubbornness, and in our hostility, and in all the ways that we transgressed against him. We can come just as we are. And the invitation is to those who are labor and are heavy laden. And beloved, sin is a hard taskmaster. It sounds inviting, and there's pleasure for a brief season, but the cost that is paid, even in this life, is not worthy of whatever benefits could possibly be derived. And eternally, it would mean death and separation from God. And so obviously, this rest that is given clearly speaks to the lost, the unsaved, those who are weary of life without God. They're laboring, many in vain, to find some kind of rest, some kind of diversion, some kind of distraction. They're heavy laden with the cares of this world. And to those who come to Jesus at his invitation, he says, "I will give you rest." And this rest that is given brings rest to the spirit, and it brings peace with God. And we have other phrases to describe this experience. It is our new birth experience. It's being born again. And it occurred when we became children of God, when we received that spiritual blessing of forgiveness from God and allowing the Holy Spirit to take residence within our spirit. And that's when spiritual life was imparted. We were translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And obviously, it wasn't by works that we have done, but What was it? It was the gift of God. And this is the given rest, which Jesus states we will have in verse 28 of Matthew 11. Come unto me. And regardless, as a child of God, we can be tossed and afflicted and go through all kinds of troubles, but deep within us, we know that we belong to God, and that if we don't draw another breath, that we will go to be with Him. And beloved, there's nothing that can take that peace from us. We may be temporarily stressed or anxious or disappointed or frustrated, but that's all passing, because our spirit man can be at peace. And we don't have to continue to get saved over and over again. Once we are saved, then unless we willfully choose, we want nothing more to do with God. Now, scholars have debated, you know, for centuries, all these fine aspects of God's judgment. But you know what? I prefer to just leave that with the Lord, because I don't think we're capable of truly understanding in fullness God's mercy and His judgment as He tempers them together. And so the rest that comes with salvation basically recreates the spirit of man. That new birth gives assurance into our heart, our spirit, our inner man, and causes us to know that we have passed from death unto life. Praise God. Well, that my time is just flying by, and I'll have to bring this broadcast to a close, but we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast, sharing about the twofold rest of God and how grateful and thankful we can be for this rest that comes, that is given through the new birth. But beloved, there's another rest that God wants us to enjoy and experience, and that's the rest that is found. And I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time, and also feel free at any time to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But the purpose of this ministry is not only to share the Word of God through radio, but also through the printed page, through my monthly letters, which over the years so many have testified have brought the Word, just the exact Word they needed to hear, as well as the answers that I send personally when you write with you to share your prayer requests. I love you. The announcer, we have our contact information. Till then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.